Hi, and welcome to another podcast, weekly information series that I do. My name's Ian Wallace. The title is The Messed Up Counsellor, and we have lots of giggles around those kind of things. If you like today's podcast, please like and share. If you think anything I'm talking about would be helpful to anybody else, then obviously allow them to see it, transfer it to them through any kind of media process that you use. Today, what I'd like to look at is something that I think it is a problem for most people. It's how do we, in these busy lives we have, create time just for us to enhance our world, to develop our world? Life is getting busier and busier. Certainly, I'm 68 now, so when I was mid-20s, life was busy. I was starting to have a family. But it wasn't as busy as it is at the moment with media attention and all this focus on laptops and mobiles and things of that nature, where everybody's trying to crave a bit of your time. Everybody's trying to increase their process of you being involved in them and what they do and what they need. Very often we don't actually look at what we need. And that can be a really hard thing sometimes. It's not necessarily something that develops over one day, 2 days. It will develop over months where we gradually erode our time. We get more and more commitments. We get more and more things that we need to look at, we need to work with. We might need to care for people. We might have situation scenario at work where we're doing overtime. And we've only got 24 hours in a day. Can't extend that to 36. So when we look at that time that everybody's trying to take a piece of us, everybody's trying to take an interaction, our personal development suffers. And when I'm doing couple work, mostly that's the reason why the couple will break down their relationship, is because the couple hasn't got the time to be a couple, as I've probably said in previous podcasts. We kind of feel guilty about spending time on us, and that's not necessarily helpful. When we're looking at how we develop, how we grow, how we get to what we do, the kind of balance is really hard to achieve. If we have a family, then there has to be family time, quite naturally. There has to be work time, income time, however you get that. There has to be friends time, family, external family time, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, mums, dads. That there also has to be our time. And that's the one really that helps us to, I suppose, get off the hamster wheel. If every day looks like or feels like Groundhog Day, then maybe you're on the hamster wheel without even running it. When you wake up in the morning and you look forward to the day and you don't look forward to the day, you look at the day and you think, oh, I'm doing that again. Those kind of ideas, thoughts that we have might give you an indication that you're on this hamster wheel and you're not, in a sense, taking time for yourself or creating a process where you can enjoy time. As I said, I think this affects most people nowadays. Very few people have their time for themselves. They might go to the gym, might have a hobby, might have something they do. But even that can start getting squeezed without even realising it. And it soon becomes a process of being on that Groundhog Day, that hamster wheel, that process that doesn't give us quality of life benefits. Yes, we get quality out of the relationships we have, we get quality out of those kind of things that we do. We might get a lot of interest and satisfaction from the work we do, as I do with my work. But we have to create some space and time for us without feeling guilty. Because what that does is it helps everybody else around us. It makes us feel more okay, more comfortable, happier. And that increases our world around us. It ripples out to other people if we're feeling good about ourselves and good about our lives. So that process of finding space and time to develop is really, really important for everybody, not just you. So you're not being selfish if you find some space and time for you. You would only be selfish if you don't find space and time for anything else, except your needs. as we grow and as we develop and as we get older, everything changes quite naturally, not just our bodies. What we focus on, what we find interesting, what stimulates us, all those kind of things. And as we're moving that forward, that developmental process, those external aspects of time for us give us spaces and time to reevaluate, to think about, well, okay, what do I want to do now? Where do I want to go in this journey that I'm on in my life? And if that space and time gets squeezed to the point where we don't have that, where every day is Groundhog Day, where we are on a hamster wheel and we can't get off, then that hamster wheel, in a sense, becomes a speeding train with no brake. It just becomes more and more. I have to spend more and more time at work to earn more and more money because everybody needs a piece of me financially. It might be I have to spend more and more time doing the kids, looking after the kids, caring for the kids, making sure the kids have activities after school. All those things are part of our world quite naturally, and they're not wrong. But there has to be some space and time. And if you could plan it regularly, then you've got something to look forward to. And as we all know, if we're working holidays, we plan ahead and we look forward to them. We kind of get a sense of satisfaction that this is coming on the horizon. I can keep going for a bit longer because I know in a month's time or whenever I'm going to be going away for a week or 2 weeks or 10 days or whatever it is. So that process of looking forward helps us. So just the same as spending time on us and developing what we want to be, it gives us that feeling of it's okay, I can put up with this, I can keep going on this hamster wheel because there's this light at the end of the tunnel, whatever that is. And as we're working that process of development, of growing and finding that space and time, then that, as I said, is beneficial to everybody else because the more content we are, the happier we are, the more comfortable we are, the more satisfied we are, then that naturally ripples out to all the relationships that we have because those people around us get a better sense of us, a better part of us. So when we are spending time with them, doing the things we're doing, we will probably spend better quality time with them because we feel fulfilled. And as we go through that journey of life, that is a very individual process, obviously. If we find that space and time, if we find that a couple of hours, we don't have to have a day, a couple of hours might be enough. It's whatever is right for you, obviously. But that couple of hours that we can get to on a regular basis, that then stimulates us to feel as though we're happier, more content, as I've said. So in our relationships, our primary relationships, our friends, our families, whatever that is, that then gives them a healthy process of connection to us. We don't feel resentful. We don't feel upset. We don't feel kind of burnt out. In my world, in the therapy world, we really are not good at spending time on ourselves. And if there's any therapist looking at this, you will know this. We kind of like have an urge to help, which is kind of why we do the work, really. We want to help. We want to make somebody's life different. We want to help them through a process of situation scenarios that's happening to them, finding themselves, whatever that work is. And so we try to restrict the number of hours we do. Because if we don't, then we take on board everybody's feelings, emotions as we're working, quite naturally. And we get to a point where we can't cope. We burn out. Now, everybody can do that. It's not just therapists. We can do that in any kind of work. We can burn out. We can burn out with families. We can burn out with caring for people. So we never know when we're at that point. And I talk to a lot of therapists and a lot of clients, obviously, as you do in your daily work. And that is a very individual process. Stress is a very individual process. Burnout is a very individual process. It doesn't have an idea of what it is as a process for everybody. Whatever we need is very individual. So as we're working that process, that individuality, we have to work out where we are, where we fit, where we sit with that. And that's not easy, as I say, from a therapist point of view, because most of our determination, urge, looking at life, working with life, feeling complete in what we do, is about helping other people. So we get another telephone call and somebody says, can you help? And our urge is to, yes, I can do that. But then we have to think about our work-life balance. We have to think about where we are with that. And clients will say to me, well, you only work 18 hours a week. And I only FaceTime with clients, say, about 18 hours a week, which is true. But what I do then is I spend about another hour per client working on that client, that process. So I'm actually working 36 hours a week. But I'm not working face-to-face 36 hours a week. So what I do, this is what I have found over the years, is I work 3 months, 5 days a week on the business. And then every 3 months, I have 2 weeks off. Now, I found over the years that that is good for me. That is what I need. So that process means I've got a healthy work-life balance. I've got things that are just for me. I've got things that are for the clients, the work, obviously. Things for family and things for friends. But I always create that process of something just for me to look forward to. And I think that's healthy in everybody's lives to have that. Because then we can reflect maybe in that time, you know, where we're going, what we're going to do, what job are we going to go to, what life experience are we going to engage with, are we going to have children, are we going to move house? There's a whole range of things that we would need to think of. If we wait until those things appear and we don't have any kind of reflection, then we could, I'm not saying we will, but we could find that we're reacting to situation scenarios more than we're actually taking charge and control of. Now, in some situations, that's not a problem. But if we're always reacting, then we're never really in control. And that's the hamster wheel. The hamster wheel is a hamster wheel of reaction. We're always reacting. There's no planned program. There's no conscious thought. It's a subconscious reaction. And when we're in those places, then that's when burnout can really take effect. And sometimes you don't even see it coming. Sometimes you get to the point where one day you just don't get up. You don't get on that hamster wheel. You find you can't get your head off the pillar. And that can be really, really hard for everybody, finding that. Or you could find yourself, as some do, in a situation where not wanting to be here anymore, wanting to take your own life, be suicidal. Because that has got too much. The hamster wheel is running so fast. We no longer are running. We're just laid on it and it's going round and round and round and round and round. And we're hanging on for dear life. That's not a good idea. So create that space and time. Create those moments, whatever they are, however long they are, whatever you're doing them. Create that process to make life worth living and developing, growing, becoming on your journey, whatever that might be. So if it feels like you're on a hamster wheel, if it feels like it's Groundhog Day, if it feels that you have no energy, no enthusiasm, no stimulation for your life, then try and find this place, this space, this time just for you. And don't feel guilty about it. Don't feel guilty about it. It's not only helping you cope, it's also helping everybody else around you. All those other relationships you have is better because you feel better. My name's Ian Wallace. I'm the Messed Up Counsellor. Thanks for listening or watching. Take care. Enjoy.